1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
We haven't had Larry Grover on the line for quite some time on our show. Larry is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, although I know that a lot of the work that Conservatives of Kern County has done is suspended a little bit. Larry, for the time being.
That is correct, Phil. Since the election of President Bush, we've pretty much put the agenda we had, which was to defeat Al Gore, on the back burner.
You have also issued a couple of, and I can hear a television in the background.
I'm at home right now. We'll try to get, I'm at home right now. My mother's watching some television, so I'm using the phone in the living room. And if you need for me to move to a quieter place, I'd certainly be happy to do that, Phil.
That's all right. I wanted to ask you about, you issued a press release today saying that the President Bush, who you support, should be very careful about some of the things that he is saying.
He should. I think the president, I'm a huge President George Bush supporter. I worked to get him elected. I don't want him to forget the home front. We know that President Bush has made some unfortunate comments in the past with regard to crusade. I think we all heard that.
That's correct.
When he said that this was a crusade, that made the Islams go. They went wild when they heard that. And, of course, they used it to great propaganda effect. He also has made some other comments about, I think, some flip comments about anthrax and the like. I do a lot of work, Phil, and I don't have a problem admitting that I do a lot of work for the Erectile Dysfunction Foundation. We raise money. And the president is running a risk here, I think, in alienating some 10 to 15 million American men who suffer from this because he has a problem with Bob Dole or whatever political problems he has.
All right, well, the president has been, you're talking about him alienating Americans, not Afghanis or Taliban or Al-Qaeda?
That's correct. Those guys get angry at anything. I'm talking about alienating some 20 million American men, many of whom voted for him.
Well, what is he saying? Now, erectile dysfunction, forgive me, that's potency?
Yes, sir, that's exactly what it is. And
how is he alienating those guys?
Well, in the last week, I'm sitting and I'm listening to him using terms like, standing firm, stiff punishment. We've got to, and with the regard to the anthrax scare, sterilizing the male. Now, this is...
These are all terms that are military and tactical. See what I'm saying? And if he's making a mistake...
I don't think he's making a mistake. If you know that the President Bush has had a long-standing feud with Bob Dole because of Dole's lukewarm support of President Bush's father, George number 41, he knows what he's doing. And he's a good man, but I think this is a wrong time to be trying to clown. And he's clowning around at the expense of some 30 million American men who suffer from erectile dysfunction.
Okay, so I'm clear. President Bush, who gives the odd briefing now and again, and also his advisors.
Well, Ari Fleischer and Powell, all of these guys are in on the gag. And I think at this time, with our country in such a very delicate situation, in such a tenuous defensive posture, I think to carry on some longstanding feud that he's got with Dole and get a few jokes off, I think it is very wrong, and there's so many of us. I will tell you, Phil, I sat and listened.
I want to be clear before you go on.
Certainly.
Ari Fleischer, Colin Powell, all these guys are in on some joke?
I think what they're doing is they're passing along the president's... He's sticking it to those of us who've been working against erectile dysfunction. It can strike any man.
So the president comes on and says that he wants us to launch missiles. That's him screwing with guys who have potency problems. Excuse me, but...
Well, you sit and laugh, and I suppose people would think it's funny. Impotency is not funny. It cost me my marriage.
I'm very sorry.
All right, so just so we're clear.
I understand that.
Impotency is not funny. And launching missiles, when he uses phrases like, he knows every American man with ED knows that those are intended to hurt and demean those of us who have... putting up a tent or whatever,
What? So you're saying he's doing this because of Dole?
He's got a problem with Dole. Now, if you have some kind of ED and...
I don't understand the Dole connection.
Because he's done commercials.
Oh, okay. My producer, Mike Schaefer's telling me Bob Dole has done Viagra commercials. Okay.
That is correct. And if you have some kind of ED, you can't have a family. And, you know, his whole ED is the family values. So I say tonight, and I want to say this to the president, please stop it. It hurts. It cuts me like a knife. When all I ever wanted was for you to succeed, I want our country to succeed. I want to get the ability to have an erection back, obviously. But I put it all in that order. I think the president, the country, and whatever erectile dysfunction problems I've got, you know, I certainly, that goes third on the list.
But well, what the phrases you mentioned, missile strike, you mentioned stiff punishment.
He has used terms like stand firm, and he's getting his jollies. And all I'm saying is there's a lot of Republicans that are having a hard time, you know, pulling it. So I would.
Okay, as long as we're talking about something that's pretty delicate here, you have to not use phrases like pulling it or.
I apologize. But there's a lot of Republicans, anywhere from 50 to 60 million American men who suffer from potency problems, and you have the president on a press conference saying things like, when they put the mail through the post office, we need to squeeze all packages. Now he's getting his jollies. He thinks it's really funny. He'll turn and look at Ari Fleischer and wink. And you can see him stickering on camera after using the phrase, "We're in this for the long haul." That's another one that he thinks is really funny.
I'm having a hard time believing that the president, in the middle of, just as you said, a very difficult time for our country, is getting off a couple of cuties concerning. I mean.
Again, Phil, it cost me my marriage. It costs a lot of men their happiness.
I'm sorry. I'm not mocking. I hope you know that.
Well, please be careful with how you put things, because, and I'll have to tell my mother to turn the TV down. Mom, could you turn it down? With those of us who have ED.
Let me give our phone number out here. We're talking with Larry Grover about erectile dysfunction and what he believes is the president, in bad taste, making jokes about guys with ED by using phrases in his press conferences like squeeze all packages, stiff punishment, missile launch.
The missile launch thing, God, we launched missiles, missile launch. This is very clear, coded language, meaning, aren't you guys a riot? You can't get your,
can't get an erection.
That is correct.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Look, the president, I know you say, misspoke when he used the phrase crusade. And
well, that's an example. He says missile launch, and and there's guys out there who haven't launched a missile, and I'm trying to be lighthearted about this, but it's painful.
You have potency problems.
I do, yes, sir.
Do you use Viagra?
I use Viagra. It doesn't seem to do any good for me. And there's a lot of guys where it doesn't work. And some guys it does sporadically, intermittently. I had a prescription. I don't know where it is now. But what in my life, you know, I sit here night after night with my mother's. You can hear the television set in the background. So in other words, I got no dates. My mother's watching TV. I've got a Cosmopolitan in the back, trying to spring a tent, and here he is on television screwing with our minds. There was a big missile strike. And
what is it with you and the Cosmo bra ads? Why don't you take some money, go down to the corner, and get some decent porn?
I am a Christian, all right, and I do not believe in that kind of thing. I'm trying to, and they cost upwards of $7, a hustler, a high society.
All right, Larry Grover's on the line with us. The president has misspoke, but I doubt.
So you don't know.
All right, but I really got to doubt seriously that he would do this to men who have the problem that you're saying. Here is Brenda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how
yes,
are
ma'am.
You?
Fine.
Great. I'm sorry if you can't hear me too well. I don't want my phone to cut out, but I just can't believe how ludicrous this conversation is. These are terms that are needing to be used.
Ma'am, first of all, I have suffered, literally up to 70 million American men suffer from erectile dysfunction at any given time.
Sir, you don't need to tell me. I have a degree that I know how many people erectile dysfunction.
That
I totally understand.
You know, Bob Dole has done the commercials for Viagra, and he and President Bush have had this falling out.
Absolutely.
Why does the president insist on using terms like stiff competition, and it's let's go into the tunnels? That's another one. We're going into caves.
To go into the tunnels. There are caves. There are tunnels that go into the caves. What do you want him to say? Let's go into the hole.
Then
you're going to have some crazy lunatic woman say something about him saying,
no.
Let's go into the hole. That's just total.
You know that. You know that. Well, what you're doing is you are painting me as some kind of a crazy person. What I'm trying to say is
I'm not painting you as a crazy person, but you know that's just total ludicrousy.
What is it about the cave? I don't understand.
Come out and say things like that.
I got to ask you a question. What do you mean about the caves? That's sexual in nature?
Absolutely sexual in nature. He's talking about a missile strike. We got to go into the hole to get him. All of this is designed to demean the 100 million American men who have erectile dysfunction at any given time.
So let me ask you a question.
So the president,
hold on. The holes or go into the caves.
The president is on TV trying to mess with people.
I can't hear the two of you talking over each other.
I wanted to know what.
I didn't hear you. Both of you are talking at the same time.
I
said
that
if the president wants to go into a cave, I'm sorry, Brenda, you go ahead.
They're going to go into the cave
right.
to
That's
go and get
sexual...
this guy. Is that supposed to mean some kind of sexual innuendo to women that have problems with lubrication?
I would tell you this much, that it is sexual in nature, and I'm asking the president in all decency to stop it and stop it now.
Okay, so what is it? Okay, let me ask you a question.
Hey, guess what last night? We launched another missile. We launched another missile. Ha ha. And he looks over at Powell and winks. This is the
I've never seen the president look at Powell and wink.
And
not
have
on camera.
I.
All right. I don't know whether he does it on camera, but I know the two of them are getting their jollies.
At the expense of the 100 million American men that you said have erectile dysfunction.
That is correct. And I am imploring the president, and I supported him, to quit getting your jollies by making cracks about squeezing the package. And I got to lay some pipe in a tunnel.
Well, all right, Brenda, thank you for your call. I haven't heard him talking about laying pipe in a tunnel.
In terms of the pipeline, Mom, turn it down.
Is that your mother watching TV?
No.
Mom, turn.
Yeah, have her turn the TV down if you wouldn't mind. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Larry Grover. That's a busy house he lives in over there. Larry Grover is the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County, concerned that President Bush, in the middle of all of this, that this country is going through, is making a couple of side wisecracks about men with impotency problems by saying standing firm too much in press conferences. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Okay.
Okay, we're back, Larry.
All right, Phil.
And I know that your mom's watching TV, if she can get to turn the TV down. We're with Larry Grover. He's talking about the fact that he believes President Bush is making comments about standing firm and squeezing the mail and missile launches because he's making fun of men who are impotent. And you're a Bush supporter.
I love the president. I support everything. I think this president has come into his own. And I want him to know, why would you hurt me? I support you and believe in you. And if he said standing firm once, he has said it 100 times, and every time he says it, it's like he's sticking a knife into my gut. It's almost as if he's doing to me what Lorena Bobbitt did to the, you know, he's cutting it off. And to me, that's patently unfair.
All right, let me go over to a phone call here, 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I don't want to say that I'm, you know, only sorry about Larry's physical limitations, but I feel that he has...
Michelle, would you hold on? Larry, she has to turn the...
Mom, you got
to
turn the TV down.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, I just want to say I'm awfully sorry about your physical limitations that you're having at the moment, but I think you have some major sexual hang-ups, because I cannot believe that you think that the president at this point in time, who is fighting a war, has any sexual connotations in his speeches. I mean,
why is he always with the standing firm, rock hard resolve?
Because
what's that
about? The problem that you're having, it's not his problem. He is fighting a war.
Yeah, but don't you think he should be sensitive to the feelings of 150 million American men who
you know,
can't
I'm
even get
I'm absolutely sensitive to that, but I think that that's not even crossing his mind at the moment. I don't believe that he's even... That
yeah, I mean, that's hard for me to imagine, Larry, that it...
Well, Phil, I'm the guy that can't get a rod on, okay? And
would you please watch your language and the way you put this, all right?
I'm sorry, but I'm the guy that, you know, I lost my family. My wife finally just...
Well, I know you had some hang-ups mentally. I don't think you even have a physical problem. I think you've got a psychological... Just Michelle is nailing it here.
Look at that. just said, nailing it. You see what I'm saying, Michelle?
Yeah, but you can't look into whatever, you're hanging on to every word that somebody says, and you're looking at it in a sexual manner. I mean, that's...
All right, let me ask you something. When you hear someone say that he's shooting missiles into caves, which
you
is what the
president... You know what, I believe in that? Here are some people that are standing up front that are risking their lives to shoot missiles. I see nothing sexual about that.
You just did that. You did it again. And I am asking you, and I will ask you as a gentleman, are you doing it on purpose?
No, she's not.
What would you say to the... What is he doing then? If he's fighting a war, what is he doing?
He can say we're fighting a war. Does he have to say, yeah, we shot a missile right up into the cave?
Because you know what? The American people want to know what's happening at war. And
well, I think the American people are salacious. I think that they are disgusting. I think that...
Wait a second. What is disgusting about the American people?
They want to know how long and big the missiles are. And how far up into the cave they can get.
You know, I honestly think you'll be a lot happier if you go for some sexual counseling.
That's
and you
absolutely
probably
right.
won't have the problem of sexual dysfunction. Because
okay.
I think
there's so
problems
words,
in your head.
When Bush says the troops are in forward motion, I'm supposed to just sit there and go, oh, okay, great.
The troops are what?
When Bush says and his name alone disturbs me.
Look, the lady just said it. Michelle said it. Wouldn't you be better off if you went and got some counseling as to this problem?
I don't need... Oh, so you think I'm nuts, huh? Is that it?
No, not nuts. You don't have to be nuts to go for counseling. You just need some help. Maybe your wife did something that she... I don't know.
My wife did a lot of things.
And I think that's where your problem lies.
From making fun of the size of my member to... Oh, she used to... Every time I took my clothes off, she laughed.
Well, that'll
okay,
do
well,
it.
You know what? Your wife made you have this problem. I think you should just get some help and you'll be fine. You're not going to be part of the
look at, I mean,
1
Bush...
million males. You'll be fine.
Well, it's 100 million American men.
Look, at Bush could stop tomorrow saying shooting missiles up into caves and you still would have a problem.
Bull crap.
Well, all right, Michelle, thanks for your call. 1-800...
I hear people referring, Phil, to the beards that the Taliban wear. And you know as well as I do, the beard is a slang word for a private area of a lady. The lady's private area.
The lady's private area. You know what, man? It's like I'm sitting around a campfire at the Boy Scout Jamboree with you.
Well, it's down in the area.
Let me go over to Jay. Jay, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Jay?
Yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
I just want to know, I'm listening to Michelle and him and everything. When he heard that the World Trade Center went down...
I'm on the phone, Mother.
I want to watch television.
We got to turn that TV down. Go ahead, Jay.
Did he think about collapsing then? When the World Trade Towers went down?
I thought that was insulting, yes.
When the World Trade Towers went down?
I thought that it was insulting. First of all, it was insulting when they put those up. All right? Hello?
What an idiot.
I'm an idiot. Why? You know, you're the kind of emasculating, deep-balling female that causes about 150 million American men not to be able to spook it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're the kind. I can hear it in your voice. You're one of these hard-ass women.
You know what I think? I think you have nothing better to do with your life. And I think you're so,
you know what I think?
So unimpressed with life as it is.
You're right, I am unimpressed.
I don't think you have children. I don't think you've ever loved anybody. I don't think any of that.
I fell deeply in love with a woman.
Because if you had, then you wouldn't be talking about this junk on the radio.
Oh.
That it bothers you so bad.
So don't tell the 200 million American men that suffer from it then. Tell them that it's a bunch of bunk.
Oh, but they turn it on to the TV and President Bush talking about them personally?
Yes.
How real is that? Is that reality?
When they built the World Trade Center, two big, long, stiff things sticking up.
Reality, Al.
Was the World Trade Center reality?
Yeah. What's reality?
Two big, stiff things sticking up in the air. That was a slap to my... There are ships in the area, and Bush... Okay, so we've got the Navy out there. How come he has to talk about seamen in the area? Oh, we got a lot of seamen out there. Got a lot of seamen. He's always talking about that and the standing firm and the rock-hard missiles. I need therapy. You need you need a guy that can knock you down a peg.
Therapy.
Semen.
Therapy.
All over the place. Therapy for you. Therapy for you. Therapy. You want to go out?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to bring on Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries now. Bob, I know that you are on your way to the airport right now.
You better believe it, Phil. We are on our way to the airport, get some business done for McGraw Industries in San Francisco. But we are on the move right now, promoting our latest, which is a spa package for American women. And
I didn't hear that. It's a what? It's a spa package?
Right, Phil. It's a spa package for American women. And this is to help the women of Afghanistan, Phil. As you know, McGraw Industries takes 90%. There is no other business in America that takes 90% of its product, 90% of its profit, and gives it directly to charity. But that's what we do, Phil, because I have been successful in business. I want to give back to our world, to our country, the good things that I've gotten. And I think it's about time. And I say this with the greatest of respect for the great women of this country and the great mothers and the great daughters and the great sisters and everybody that we have. I think it's about time the American women start to recognize that compared to the women of Afghanistan, they've got things pretty easy. And that's why I think we can do something to help the women of Afghanistan, and particularly the women of America, if they purchase one of our weekend spa packages. This is a pack of special gift certificates for a day at the spa. It includes a Swedish massage, a special facial wrap, and you can get your hair, I don't know what you call that when they get the hair taken off of their lip, and that gets
electrolysis?
What is it, Phil?
It's called electrolysis.
When they get their hair taken off their lip.
Electrolysis, yeah.
All right, at any one of 150 different spas across the country, 90% goes to the Afghanistan women to try to make their life better. Now, I'm appealing directly to the American women. And I know that there have been times you've complained to your husband that you don't have enough to do. You've complained to your husband that you don't have a job, and you don't want to sit around the house, and you wish your life was more meaningful. I got to tell you something, I laugh, Phil, when I think of my own wife. She's had breast augmentation. She's driving the SUV. She's had the collagen shots, the Post Ranch Inn, the Ventana Inn, $3,000 weekends, and my wife isn't happy. And I finally looked at her the other day, and I said, how'd you like to be living in a cave with the Afghanistani women? And that's when the light bulb turned on for me, Phil. We could raise money for the Afghanistani women by talking directly to the American women and saying, enough's enough. We've heard your complaining. We've listened to you caterwauling like banshees about how your careers aren't good enough. We'd like you to kick in now and help the women of Afghanistan.
Well, it seems to me that it's a very good cause, Bob. 90% of the profit from these special spa packages, is that it?
That is absolutely. If there's one thing that American women love, they love to go for a weekend with their girlfriends, sit around in a hot tub, sit around in a mineral pool, and who knows what else, because you know how women are when they get together. I kidded my wife, said, I wouldn't mind having a video camera on some of those days. But I'll tell you.
Okay, look, Bob.
No, I'm just joking around. But they love to sit around, and they like to talk and drink white wine and do all that. And they get a face peel or a face wrap. I don't know what. Is there such a thing as a face wrap, Phil? Because I'm not familiar with.
A face wrap?
Yeah, a face wrap. Do you get your face wrapped? Or you?
Well, there's facials.
And that's not a face wrap.
No, that's not a face wrap. A facial is, but it's a nice, you're right, women love it.
I said the women would kick down some money, but we all know it's the man's money. But here's, I'm just kidding about that. A lot of women, and you'd be surprised to know this, Phil, a lot of women have jobs of their own and actually earn their own money, and they have control over their money, and they can give it or spend it or do whatever they want with it. What we'd like to see done, Phil, is the American women finally take a look at those Afghanistani women and say, you know something? Our husbands might have been right. Our brothers might have been right. Our fathers might have been right. Maybe we ought to just shut the hole under our noses and get some money to the Afghanistan women. And I think it'd be a beautiful thing. And I
all right, well, let's get to the particulars here. You want American women to call your hotline and order this special weekend spa getaway package. 90% of the profit goes to the Afghanistani women. What is the charity directly?
The charity goes directly to the Afghanistani women. Phil, let me tell you about the Afghanistani women. They have to walk around wearing a bag over their head. These are women who have, excuse me, these are women that have had no freedom. These are women that have had no choice of career. They've had no choice of family. There is no more brutalized a woman on earth than the women of Afghanistan, and American women are sitting here complaining about their lives. It's time to get real, honey. It's time to do something for some women that really suffer, and that's the Afghan.
Yeah, I understand that, but what's the charity?
The agency that we're working with?
Yes.
The agency we're working with, Phil, is a terrific one, and it's to get rid of the oppression of the Afghanistan women.
Yeah, but what is the name of the charity so people know who they make their check out to?
That's the easy part, Phil. You make the check out to McGraw Industries. Oh, I thought you wanted me to know. You wanted to know what the name of the agency is. You make the check out to McGraw Industries, and then we get that money over to the charity. These poor Afghals, and that's what we're calling them on our website, the Afghals. American gals, meet the Afghals. They haven't had a beaver waxing day.
All right, now here's what we're going to do. We're going to clean it up now, or I'm taking you off the air.
I'm very sorry, Phil. I'm very enthused about what American women can do for the Afghals. And so,
all right, so they make their check out to McGraw, to your business.
Make it out to McGraw Industries. We get that money over to one of 10 different charities that are trying to help the Afghanistani women find a way to become real women and to become free women and women who can self-determine their lives. And I said to my wife, you know, you're always complaining about not being able to make as much as a man, complaining about how I prefer you stay home and just stay beautiful. Why would any woman complain about that, right, Phil? All I want my wife to do is to stay home and stay beautiful. But my wife's like a lot of American women. They've been slapping at the trough of America's largesse for 226 years. The boobs, the SUVs, the collagen shots, the post-ranch inn, the Ventana inn. American women need to give back, considering the gallons of skin lotion they've bathed in. Give back a little bit of that. That's what we're saying today. And that all-important number, Phil, can we give it up?
Go ahead and give the number.
1-213-251-3189. That number again, 1-213-251-3189. And I'm going to tell you, buy a pack, a special gift certificate for a day at the spa, which includes a Swedish massage, a special facial wrap. You can get hair taken off of the lip, and I still don't know how you say that.
Electrolysis.
And any one of 150 different spas across the country, 90% goes to the Afghan women to try to give them a little of a good life that you American broads have, and I don't mean to say broad, but you American women have feasted like gluttons on. And
okay, what's the name of the spa? You're very enthusiastic.
Phil, I am enthusiastic. I'm a hell of a salesman, but I am a particularly effective salesman when it comes to the freedom and well-being of some long-suffering people.
Okay, what are the spas that the ladies can take advantage of when they buy these gift packs?
150 different spas, Phil.
Yeah, but give me an example of one.
These are all over the state of California, all over the South. I don't get my briefcase. I can give you the names of a beautiful place. Five-star. Guaranteed five-star. 65% of the profit goes to the Afghals. And
when you say Afghal, that's Afghanistan?
The Afghanistan women.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I got to take a break here. On the line with me is Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. They're giving away spa packages. Not giving away, they're selling them. And we got to get the price on this thing, too. What did he say, 60%? 60% of the profit goes directly to charities that are helping out Afghanistani women. He's basically challenged American women. And I heard the phrase. He said, they've been slopping at the trough of America's largesse for long enough. It's time for them to give back. And why not buy his spa package? 60% goes to the Afghanistani women and the suffering that they certainly are going through. Oh, and I got the price on that. Thank you, Janice. It's a $395 package, which includes a facial, a massage, electrolysis, pedicure, manicure at 150 different spas across the country for $395. 60% goes to charities that assist the Afghanistani women. As you know, very oppressed women. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm with Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. Going to go to some phone calls here, Bob, but I wanted to ask you about American women coming up with money to buy these spa packages. The money goes to the Afghanistani women. Right.
I'm asking the American women to get off their couches, turn off guiding light, get out of their husbands' checkbooks, and write a check to the Afghan women through McGraw Industries. I don't think that's too difficult to understand. And again, Phil...
Well, you're saying things like get out your husband's checkbook, and...
I'm just simply saying to you, there's not a woman on this earth... There's not a woman on this earth that has had it easier than the American woman, and now it's her turn to kick in and help the Afghans, help out these Afghanistani women. And
all right, suppose they write the check, which you say is
50%.
50% of the profit?
Yes.
And then the money goes to which charity?
I'm going to have that for you in a minute, Phil. The most important thing to know is...
No, but we want to know the name of the charity. I think that's a lot of people have been calling in about that.
I'll get that for you in a minute. I think what you're doing is you need to, let's focus on the good we can do. Let's focus on the good we can do. For the first time in their lives, American women, so spoiled they don't even realize these Afghans haven't seen a tampon or a lip liner since the Russians invaded, can now do something and can give these gals something in return for the horrible suffering that they've had to undergo.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Candy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Candy.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Well, first it was 90%, then it was 65%,
now
it's 50%. I'll tell you what, women of America will give to the Afghan women directly.
I want to explain. Not to a
bozo like you who could care less about women and obviously demean them.
No, that's not right. How am I demeaning women?
For your business. Don't give a flying salute about the Afghani women. All you care about is your business.
Ma'am,
how am I demeaning about women? A ball. 90%, 65%, now 50%.
50%. So it's on a sliding scale. It's on a sliding scale, ma'am. It has to do with the interest rate.
And you have not even ever answered which charity.
Which charity, yes.
I will give directly to the charity. I am not an idiot who watches Guiding Light all day on my husband's paycheck. As women, maybe that's the only women you can get, but that is not the majority of the American women.
Bob, you need to answer. Yeah, that's right, Candy. You need to answer which charity.
I've got the charities in my car. I can go out. You want me to go out to my car?
How much goes in his pocket?
Ma'am.
So he can pay for some bimbo
nothing
women.
Nothing more, nothing.
Well, I'll tell you what,
more than 40%.
There are a lot more intelligent women out there than you ever even thought of, buddy.
Well, that may be, but I'm asking them to...
You are a freaking disgrace.
This is
you
a call
are
to...
You person trying to get rich off of this.
This is a call
and
to action.
Sickening.
This is a call
and
to action.
I will tell everybody I know, and I will broadcast
not
it.
Not to give money to the Afghan women. That's really...
You,
I think that's terrible of you.
Red cent.
Ma'am, that's terrible of you not
you
to give money
disgusting.
To the Afghan women. How am I
you
disgusting?
You are disgusting. I will support the women, and I will give them directly. I will not give you one red penny.
Look at every American woman sits around and...
That's because that's the women you know.
No, wait a minute. I wonder, who's the
you
fat...
You don't know any real women, buddy.
Let me ask, who's the fat black chick?
What do you mean, the fat black chick?
Who's the fat black broad that they want?
Oprah Winfrey?
That one.
I don't know. Is that who you want? I don't know. I am a businesswoman. I don't watch that crap.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you don't...
Maybe that's what you know.
Wait a minute.
I don't know
your
that.
Husband, your husband...
Even to the American women.
Let me ask you a question.
You are just a scumbag.
Now, you're a businesswoman. That means you own your own business?
Yes, I do.
So
I make more money than you do, and I don't rip people off giving bogus numbers of 90%, 65%, 50%.
Yeah,
how many times are you going to change your story, buddy?
Ma'am, it happens to be a sliding scale based on the interest rate. Right now it's at 40%. But at
40%?
A minute ago it was 90%, then at 65%, then you just told Bill Henry 50. So how much is it? How much percent goes to those women? Tell me that exactly.
No less than 30%.
No.
Oh, no, now it's 30%. Whoa, what a deal. All those women are really getting a good deal from you. Tell you what, I'm going to send a check directly to the charity and bypass you.
Candy, ladies, wait a second. You say you're a business.
Woman in the United States will do. I'm very sorry that you only know ding-dongs that buy your load of crap. And I am done with you.
No, wait a minute. You say you own a business doing... You say you own a business doing nails with a bunch of Vietnamese doesn't count as a business.
You are disgusting.
I'm disgusting. I'm the first person you know to do something for the Taliban women. You're sitting around with a bunch of Vietnamese doing women's nails. You call that a business.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a
right.
guy.
Yeah, you're so full of it. You are just disgusting and despicable.
I'm disgusting asking you for money.
You are the lowest form of anything that I have. I've never called into a talk show, and you are just so low.
I'm low. I'm no less than 20%. No less than 20% goes to the women.
Well, come on.
Give him a penny.
Come on. You said 30%.
What?
So you can get your women to sit around and be dug.
The American women haven't dug into their lycra in years. It's about time.
I wish you the best.
You know, it's about time you rooted into those cotton jockeys of yours and gave these gals a break.
You are so pathetic.
I'm pathetic. I'm asking for money for the Afghals.
You know, call it
money for yourself.
Afghals is
get real about what. All I'm trying to say is
now it's 30%, no less than 20%. Give him another 5 minutes and it'll be down to one.
How much are you guaranteed to give those Afghanistan women? Guaranteed.
Yeah, right. Let's see that in writing.
5% of our look at what is
these tax returns.
What's
right?
the standard? What's the standard contribution to a charity from any corporation? I
and
give 5%.
Anybody that buys that, I mean.
You don't want to look at if nothing else, Candy, you could probably use a facial. What about that?
Yeah, right.
Have you had a beaver wax lately?
Okay, that's the last I want to hear about that.
Buddy, you know what?
These Afghanistani women have not had near the happy things that you've had.
This is the man I'm going to send my money to. Yeah, right. Give me a break. I don't think even a man would send money to.
Look, your tanning salon is going to go under someday. I guarantee you.
All right. Look, at Candy, thank you, because I think you spoke for a lot of people.
I really thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. What are you trying to do?
Trying to do. I'm giving these people an opportunity to help the women of Afghanistan. You want to know something, Phil? The American women are ashamed. They're ashamed of the fact that they haven't done anything for the Afghals. They're out there getting beaver wax.
If you say that one more time.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Linda, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I thought this was a real show, but this is really a comedy act, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like it to me.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it, Bob?
I'm trying to help the women of Afghanistan.
Why? You don't care about women of America. Why would you think that we shouldn't care about anybody?
I'm
going
to get down on my hands and knees and kiss your ass. I kiss my wife's ass every night when I walk through the door, okay? I give her the best life she's ever had. All I'm asking is she make with some of the allowance I give her and send it to some of these Afghanistanis, and she can't come out from underneath a freaking tanning lamp long enough to do it.
You're pathetic.
I'm pathetic.
I can't even talk to you.
I'm pathetic. I'm asking money for the Afghanistan women, and you won't give a nickel. All it takes is to get up before your husband gets up, go to his money clip, pull a 20 off, send it in.
Well, I think that...
Let me ask you a question. How many women called?
Well, you heard. I waited three or four women.
Three or four women. The American woman is the most spoiled woman in the history of the world. The Afghanistani woman is suffering like no woman has ever suffered before, and I'm asking them to kick in $300 so to help out the Afghanistan women, and they're too cheap to do that. I'm getting a divorce.
Well,
shut up.
It's Phil Hendry's show.
Right.